So, welcome back to Search for Joy. Today, it's meditation. I call It's Okay. Or Om Padme Om. Tara Brach, a famed Buddhist teacher, asks the very astute question, how can we be compassionate towards others if we don't know how to be compassionate towards ourselves? I answer, I don't know how to be compassionate towards myself. She instructs, well, first thing we need to do is to see ourselves as we are. Richard Rohr talks about the unfiltered self, just seeing things as they are. How do we do that? Meditation helps us. So with this meditation, what I'd like to talk about is how we nurture ourselves and what it might feel like in our bodies. We talk so much about words and we talk so much about thoughts, but it's so important for us also to feel our bodies and know what our bodies feel like when they are being nurtured. So we are going to start with our hands on our body. And I'd ask that you sit in a comfortable position, of course. I'm sitting in a sofa chair. And place your right hand on your thigh and your left hand so that your pinky of your left hand sits right in your belly button. At some point, I want to explore the belly button in depth, but we're just going to place the tip of our pinky, just the edge. So our hand on our left hand is, in my case, my left thumb is basically touching the bottom of my ribs. My left pinky is touching my belly button. And as I inhale, I'm going to just press out my belly a little bit, and I'm going to feel it rise as I inhale and exhale through my mouth. And what I want you to do is, I want you to actually start by feeling your left pinky. And I'd like you to just stay with your left pinky, if you can, the tip of your pinky. See what you can explore and feel as your left pinky sits on your belly. You'll be breathing, you'll be doing whatever you're doing. Just feel your left tip of your pinky. See if you can explore just your left pinky. Now we're going to travel the space between your left pinky and your belly. You might actually feel the material that you're wearing of your shirt or sweater. Maybe you'll feel some warmth coming out from your belly. Now, as you inhale, I want you to switch over to your right hand, your right pinky. I want you to feel the warmth coming out of your thigh up to your right pinky, maybe all the way to the right side of the bottom of your pinky. And you're going to just travel just up and down the pinky as if that's all you have. You're just going to travel up and down the right pinky and feel, is it a little bit warmer towards your hand coming off your thigh? Is it a little bit warmer maybe up towards the top of the pinky? We're going to travel all the way down the right pinky to the top of your, where your hand and your pinky meet. And you're just going to go right up the ring finger of your right hand. Now you're going to just travel down the right pinky and down the right ring finger, and then up them, slowly feeling the warmth coming off your thigh. You're going to travel down the right pinky and the right ring finger to the top of your hand, right at the web, right where the two fingers meet. Feel if you can extend that awareness to the web, right where the two fingers of your right hand meet. See if you can actually take now, almost like a Y shape, your right
pinky, your left, your right ring finger, excuse me, the web where they two meet. And now bring that awareness all the way down your hand, right between where your thigh and your hand meet. See if you can kind of expand your awareness almost in the shape of a Y, up and down, slowly like you're painting with a brush and feeling the warmth come right off your thigh, just in the Y shape of your right pinky, your right ring finger, and the webbing, and all the way down the inside of the hand, right where the thigh and the fabric of my jeans, for example, and your hand meet, you feel the warmth. Now I want you to take a nice inhale through your nose, and as you exhale, I want you to move over to your left hand. I want you to travel down your left pinky, the inside, you know, skin where your pinky and your fabric of your shirt or sweater meet. In this case, I'm wearing a cashmere sweater, and it's a little bit harder to feel the warmth coming off of my left pinky and meeting my belly. But I want you to travel down that left pinky, and then right at the webbing of the left pinky and the left ring finger, I want you to go up that left ring finger. So we're going to go like a paintbrush down the left pinky to the web, up the left ring finger, down the left ring finger to the web of the left hand, and then up the left pinky. We're just going to really see if we can become aware, extend the awareness from our left pinky and our left ring finger to the webbing, down into the webbing, down the hand, the left hand, in the shape of a Y again. So now we've got our left hand, we're going to go down the left pinky and the left ring finger to the webbing, down into the hand, down slowly. See if we can feel the warmth off of our body. And now we're going to try to synchronize. On the next inhale, we're going to inhale through our nose. And at the top of our breaths, I want our mind to meet us at the same time at the right pinky and right ring finger and left pinky and left ring finger. And we're going to slowly go down both hands, just those two fingers, like a paintbrush. See if we can pull the heat, awareness of the space between the hand and the thigh on the right hand and the left hand and the belly. See if we can feel the heat as we go down. Any temperature change, just become aware of what's happening as we go down the hands. Very different for me. I feel warmth coming off the right thigh. I'm about halfway down. But on the left side, I don't feel much except the fabric. I don't really have much awareness on the left side. And that's okay. So part of what I'm now aware of is this doubt question. And I've got three things I'm focusing on. I'm focusing on my hands, but I'm also aware that I have an imbalance. I have different sensations coming off of both hands. So it's okay. I notice something's wrong. My mind has told me maybe there's something wrong, but only my mind is giving me this. So in your own experience, you may also feel some imbalance or difference between the right hand and the left hand. Your mind might have kicked up some question. It's okay. So we're going to just do this meditation one more time. And what I want you to add, when you feel any question, maybe you have a problem with my voice. Maybe you have a problem with my tempo. Maybe there's a background noise. I want you to just respond to that, whatever pops up, whatever you feel in your body that isn't like what I'm saying, or whatever you think in your mind that isn't on your body. I just want you to say it's okay. It's okay, meaning that you're acknowledging it as it is. You're going to explore it in a moment, but you're just going to acknowledge it. You're not going to ask why it's happening. You're just going to say it's okay. Almost like it's okay, sweetie, or it's okay, whatever your name is. It's okay, Gregory. It's okay that you feel that. I'm not going to do anything to change it. I'm going to honor that you feel it. I'm going to sit with you as you feel it. I'm just going to acknowledge that you feel that way. And we're just going to continue to experience it. We're not going to push it away. We're not going to say, it's okay, it doesn't matter. We're just going to say, it's okay, Gregory. I acknowledge your feeling. And we're going to go back to searching for more feelings. We're going to go back to the tips of our fingers. The right finger, the right pinky and the right ring finger, the left pinky and the left ring finger. We're going to travel up and down like a paintbrush. The inside of the hand and the fabric of our pants on our right hand and our belly as we breathe. What do we feel? Do we feel cold or warm? Any textures as we go down the hands? Do we feel nothing? Maybe we feel something happening in some other part of our body, like my left shoulder, I just felt a little warmth. It's okay to feel that. I'm going to say to myself, it's okay. I'm not going to change it. I'm not going to all of a sudden jump to my shoulder and all of a sudden somehow disregard the rest of my experience. I'm just going to acknowledge that I feel it. And you're going to do the same thing whenever it pops up into your body, whatever you feel. You're not going to move your hands. You're just going to move your mind for a moment to whatever you feel in your body, a little, maybe a little itch. It's okay. I feel a little itch. Okay. I'm not going to go scratch the itch in my body. And I'm not going to go follow that thought in my mind. So this meditation, which you can continue to practice on your own, for me, played a huge role when I ran the marathon last Sunday. You may not know, but I had trained since June to run the marathon, and I did run the marathon. But during my training, as is common, I hurt my calf muscles, or my right calf muscle, my left calf muscle. And I was actually afraid that I was going to somehow, it was going to rear its ugly head during my run, and that somehow I was going to have to stop. Because after all, during one of my long runs, I had a nice pull at about mile 8. And I thought, oh boy, what am I going to do? I stopped jogging. I started walking. And I stopped walking. I massaged my calf. And decided, you know what? It's just... So I'm not sure if I missed that, but basically I had a pull in my calf muscle. Call came in while I was recording. So I had to put push pause. And I was concerned that I couldn't continue. So I had to massage my calf quite aggressively, get really into the calf muscle, and feel the locus of the pull with my knuckles, and really kind of just begin to move my ankle a little bit and loosen it up. And then what I did was I decided, you know, I'm just going to start to walk a little bit. But to make a long story short, I was afraid in the nights before my run that this was going to happen during my run. And I did visualize my plan, that I would do the same thing. I'd pull over, I'd put my knee maybe on a bench or on a curb, let my leg hang off of it, I'd massage it, and then I'd start to walk. And I hope, gosh, I thought, let's hope it doesn't happen at mile 8. It'll be an awful long walk. 26.2 miles minus 8 is a long walk. Let's hope it doesn't happen at mile 16, but you know what? Let's hope I can get to at least mile 18 without it happening, and I can manage from there. So I decided early in my run to really practice an it's okay approach. So I literally just started my run, and as things came up in my body, I didn't stop and bend over and touch that part of my body, but I cast my attention to my hip or my knee or my calf, or my foot, you know, little tingles and things that came up, and I just said, it's okay. What I did there was I basically said to myself that I wasn't going to startle my body any more than it was startled. I mean, after all it was doing was giving me a little signal. My mind wasn't getting there's a problem. My mind was simply getting, oh, there's a little tingle, or maybe a little pull, you know, very, very little movement in the muscle. And what I realized was it was my brain that could push my body into interpret this as a problem, but it wasn't a problem. So it's okay. I see you tingle, niggle, pull, little pull. Maybe I'll adjust the way my foot hits the ground and I'll keep moving. If there's a problem, I will then address it, but there was not a problem yet. So in order for me to get to that place, I had to practice today's meditation. And I hope that today's meditation makes some sense to you. It's a meditation you can take on the road. You can do it when you're sitting. You certainly can do it when you run a marathon. It's something I'm happy to talk in more detail about. But practice it with one hand at a time. See if you can feel the space between your hand and your body, the warmth coming off it. Just literally keep your mind there. And that is just a great example of the mind-body connection. And of course, if you want to explore your belly button with your left hand, I would urge you to do that. You might want to do it without, you know, anything between your hand and your belly. The belly button really is your USB port. It's really the connection to life. Obviously, where your mother and you were connected in the womb, and it's where everything came through. So there's just a tremendous amount of unused intelligence in the belly button. After all, it is your gut. And if you can physically become aware of the signals, and it's going to have a very different language than the language of the mind. The language of the mind is going to use things like, you know, all your emotional words, fear, sadness, you know, problem. The body has a much different language. You're going to have to learn the language of the body, and that's what this meditation is all about. So I hope you enjoy it, and I wish you a fabulous day. Namaste.